from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You can find the time to explore the mind of a stripper.
And you can find the time to spend with your actual family.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Damn. What they on? All steroids and no carbs. They're the thick ass kids.
This is Prime Time.
We're not like you. We're grown ups.
Your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Oh, my goodness.
Here are Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik with Prime Time on 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back. We're at 10 Barrel Brewing. We're here in support of the BitNile.com Portland Grand Prix, which is Friday through Sunday out at PIR. Tickets at RacePortland.com. 10 races, 5 different open wheel series. The headliner, of course, the big IndyCar race where Alex Palou can become the third driver to win 3 times in Portland. And I got to tell you, Alex Palou is here.
Yeah,
and he's there is a buzz.
He's a handsome devil.
He certainly. I told you.
Yes.
They're all young and hot.
I know.
And
he's a Spaniard, too.
I'm also starstruck because I just got an autograph from young Caleb Canfield. I'm gonna put this on YouTube here.
Look at that kid.
He is 8 years old, and he is an aspiring professional driver from Ridgefield, and he just signed my... He's the star here.
And he's a lefty, too.
Not Alex, but yes, he is a lefty. So
are those the little shifter carts? Is that what those are?
Not yet.
Okay.
All yeah, right. Not yet.
Not yet.
But his first three words, it says right on here, his first three words in life were car, tire, and go.
All right, well, that's called full send, my friend, full send to that little kid.
Good luck to
he's
you,
ready
homie.
To go.
That's Caleb.
That's cool.
So, yeah, Alex Palou is here, and they're all lining up to get his autograph and take pictures with him and maybe get in his pants. I don't know. Yeah,
something, I don't know. Think I got a shot?
We also... Probably not. Well, I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe he likes the big bear. I don't know.
You like Twinks? This is your
spot. We'd be one of those couples, you know.
This is your spot. You know, I do have to say that when we were during break, thankfully it was during break or else it would have been awkward. The nerve of the Hots.
Yeah.
A woman came up here and asked to come on the air and say hello.
Oh,
did
really?
You missed all
no,
of that?
No, I missed all that.
Yeah.
Well, I really enjoy the show.
She
thank
just
you,
wanted
Bob.
To just come on.
Yeah, I've yeah. never, dude. Yeah. We've been doing this a long time. We've done a lot of remotes.
It's the Hots, man.
I have never had anyone. There's never been anyone come up and say, "No, put me on. Well, I'm going to say hello."
To be fair, I'm a little disappointed that you said no.
Like, I didn't just say no. I gave her the scowl of a lifetime. That, like, get the hell out of here.
That means she wasn't that hot.
She was pretty hot. Believe me, I thought about it.
You thought about it. Yeah, I was like,
no, you don't just get to do that.
You rough talked her.
Not even Alex Palou can do that.
Cheated her like a raccoon on the porch. He's a git. You rough talked her. Git.
Where were we?
I don't know. By the way, I just found out. I was reading through. You know, Scott Service got fired today with the Mariners. I saw that it got tweeted out. I guess Scott Service found out on social media. He found out on Twitter.
Ooh.
I guess the GM said, hey, they were supposed to meet today. And so he knew there was a meeting, and then he found out that meeting was that he was getting fired. So keep it classy, Seattle Mariners.
Well, how did...
All right.
So who leaked it?
I know,
the
someone.
GM, probably.
Ooh, that's rough.
I mean, who else could it be? The people making the decision have to leak it for it to get out before the manager knows.
Well, it could have been someone from his team.
It could have been a secretary or,
that's,
you know,
what I mean. It could have been someone from DePoto's team.
Sure.
Is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I thought that would, like, of course, Softy right now is losing his mind. And look, that's a bad look.
That is a bad look.
And the Mariners are going to get drugged for that. But, you know, unfortunately, like, this happens quite a bit when guys find out they've been traded, guys find out they've been cut, guys find out they've been fired. The problem is now that most of these decisions are not made in secret, right? Most of these things are group collective decisions. Multiple people are involved. Secretaries, like, there's paperwork that has to be filled out. So let's say, for instance, you decide to fire Scott Service. And then you have to call legal counsel. You say, hey, what's the contract? What's the buyout? And then that person has a secretary. I guarantee 9 to 12 different people knew that that was happening. And how many of those people know other people? And before you know it, it just takes one person, something gets leaked out, and all of these reporters have, quote, sources inside a team. And it's usually some low-level person that knows someone. And then before you know it, it's on social media. That's why the report this morning was the Mariners intend to fire Scott Service. Meanwhile, Scott Service picks up his phone knowing that he's already got a meeting with DePoto, which he's probably got a good idea after getting swept by the Dodgers what that is. Is it bad for him? Yes. Is it like as bad as people are making out to be that it's just some, you know, piss poor run organization? I'm going to stop short of that because that's just, I don't know, I just think it's very hard in today's world to keep stuff from leaking.
I agree with you. Everything you said, I think, is very raw.
It's fair.
It's fair. At the same time,
it looks bad.
Dude, I'm always amazed at how poorly things like this are handled.
Yeah.
Like, you've heard tales of a local company who has laid off a bunch of people. Hey, look at that.
I got one, too.
An autograph
love it.
From
look
Caleb
this
for you.
It's my guy right here.
We're the only two people in the house with
heck
this.
Yeah.
These autographs. You know, local company laying off people. Yeah. I've heard horror stories about how that's handled.
Yep.
It's just, it's like, come on, man. Yeah. If you're going to cut bait on people, it happens. Get it.
Yeah.
Handle it. Handle your business well with some class.
I know.
Like, I mean, take care of people. Like, just, I don't know. It can't be that hard, but I get what you're saying about a leak would probably be hard, but.
Yeah, it was like, I just saw a couple things. And again, my brief little window into professional sports, but I remember we had a DB in Denver who's a super nice guy, and he had been there for a lot of years. And I remember he was just devastated, and he even asked the organization going into camp. He said, hey, like, just like, is my spot secure here? I think if I'm trying to remember correctly, I think he was like thinking about like buying a house or something. There was some sort of decision that he was trying to make about like his family, and they were like, absolutely, everything's fine, you're rock solid, no worries, whatever. And they cut him. And I remember him being beyond livid. Not that he got cut, but the way that it happened. And I saw that, unfortunately, I saw that time and time again. I think some of it is people are bastards and they don't care. I think other times it's unintentional. I mean, I've told the story about coming in from practice, same thing in Denver. And I have a lot of respect, by the way. I really liked Mike Shanahan. I thought it was a very well-run organization. I liked the coaches. I thought the GM was very fair to me. But I remember coming in from practice and having all of my things in a trash bag. And I remember turning to Tom Nalen, who was the starting center, and I was like, Tom, is that that's what I think it means, right? And he's like, he goes, I've never seen that before. And I was like, oh boy. And I said, what should I do? And he goes, why? I would go talk to someone. And I remember walking upstairs and knocking on the door of the GM, which you don't do when you're a practice squad guy, last guy on the roster, and being like, hey, I just, and he was like, oh my God. He goes, no one came and got you? And I was like, no. So they had already sent out the edict down, you know, stairs. Hey, this guy's been cut. Everyone thought I wasn't out at practice. I wasn't even supposed to be at practice. I was supposed to get cut before practice.
Mm.
So I had to go do a practice while I had already been cut. And the locker room guy thought that I was already gone, that I wasn't there. And, you know, sometimes.
What if you had torn your ACL in that practice?
Oh, God, it would have been the greatest thing ever. Because then I would have gotten a big fat settlement.
Yeah. Yeah, because you, right?
Yeah.
Even though you. Well, I guess. Well, I don't know.
I would have gotten a big.
Could they have lawyered up and said no? We were going to cut him.
No, because you have to sign stuff, and so I could.
You were practicing.
I would have practiced. Yeah. So yeah, that would have been the dream. In fact, that would like that
should have gone down, dude.
Yeah, I just
oh, my
like
arm.
All of a sudden I fall down the stairs. The moment I see the trash bag, you know what?
Oh,
this knee seems a little. And then pay someone $100 to just kick the living hell out of my knee.
Well, I
so I mean, just unfortunately, sports
yeah.
is
sometimes it is unintentional.
It's bad.
I get it, but I think we need to be better as a society about that.
Yeah, this
that's how I feel about it. And
well, in 9 years, you would think that you know there would be some.
Well, yeah, just call him in. Call him
care.
Up. Talk
yeah.
to him first.
Yeah. Well, they did have a meeting schedule. I guess that's an awkward meeting when service walks in and goes, hey, by the way, I saw this on Instagram. And you're like, ah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Well,
yeah.
I think to me it is a reflection of how you do business. I don't think it looks good on DePoto, but
yeah.
you're right. DePoto may come out and say, this is how that went down and it wasn't our fault. Whatever. I don't know. But it just it looks poor. I just hope that all that said, that I get fired that way.
Oh,
I want to find
you
out.
You
want
to go out that way?
I want to find out on social media
oh.
that I'm being fired by the fan.
All I care about is you sons of bitches. If you fire me, you fire me in the morning. If I have to come into work and do a show and then you fire me at 7:05, look out.
Right.
You fire me at like 11 in the afternoon before I do any show prep.
Right.
I want to be fired early on.
Well, I used to work this day part in TV, and all the producers would get in for all the shows around between 2 and 3 in the afternoon, kind of like we do for our show. And if you got called in for a meeting at like 10 a.m., people started shaking in their boots a little bit because, like,
oh,
there would
yeah.
be no reason for you to be there that early, that yeah. far before your shift.
Well,
but that's when all the business people are there.
But that you call in for a meeting and it's with the boss, and then there's a witness in the room.
Yeah.
That's when you got to be worried.
Yep. yep.
You
yep.
and an HR rep?
Yep. There's someone else sitting there, and you're like, oh,
well,
damn it.
In the NFL, you know when cut day is, and so you still have to go into the facility anyways. And so most of the time, you know, there's only a handful of guys that don't know whether they're on the bubble. I always knew. I'm like, yeah, I'm getting cut. But you still have to walk into the locker room, and there's always one guy, the Grim Reaper, and everyone knows who that is. And so, like, you can either try to avoid him, or some people just walk right up to him, and they're like, look, just... and then they'll be like, well, you're
that's
gonna
have, what I would do.
You got to wait your turn. They're like, there's like four ahead of you. And you're like, Dad, bless America.
All right. Well, why were we talking about that?
Well, I just saw that the news came across that Scott Service found out on social media that he had been fired.
Right.
That just came out like 10 minutes ago.
All right. Kirk Cousins' birthday practice playlist. You're going to hear some of it, whether you like it or not. Next, from Tin Barrel Brewing, it's Isaac and Suk on The Fan. Are these people called gearheads?
I suppose.
Isn't that what you call car
know.
People?
I don't know what you call...
Race fans?
Race enthusiasts? I guess gearhead. I mean, right. I think of gear, I think of something different, but, you know.
What do you think?
Well, gear is all the roids and stuff, so... Like in the sporting world, like if you're on a bunch of gear, that just means you're on a ton of cattle roids.
Oh.
So I don't know, but yeah, I think gearhead might be a.
I thought it was
a racing term.
I
thought gearhead was people that worked on cars, and maybe these people do that as well. But I don't know about enthusiasts.
Okay,
maybe motorheads like the band.
Ooh, nice.
The Ace of Spades. Now we're talking. Now we got a little motorhead going on here. Rest in peace, by the way. Let
me. That's a good little transition. So we got a bunch of race fans here, but we don't have Motorhead on our next playlist that we're about to. And
no.
we're not going to play all of these because we're going to spare you.
No. Shocking. Kirk Cousins is not listening to Motorhead, which is disappointing.
Well, Kirk Cousins' birthday was yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and the Falcons tweeted out his birthday practice playlist.
It's something else.
So they gave him the aux cord, and we're going to play a few of them for you now.
All right.
I'm going to let Buck just him off.
I've seen like, I can't say I've seen. I've heard like three or four of these because you guys were talking about it, and it sounds about right. Is it wrong that I can barely hear this?
Do you know this?
It's tough. Hey, don't write yourself off. Seriously?
This is...
Who is this?
I think this is Jimmy Eat World.
Oh, my God.
Am I right?
That's correct.
This,
Jimmy
I've
Eat World, the middle.
The middle. Yeah, this was the first hit on the playlist.
So you're telling me that you have full control of practice, and you start out with this?
You're stretching right. to Jimmy Eat World. That's right.
He's opening with this.
Good Lord.
God, that song sucks.
Yes, it does.
Okay. Next up.
All right.
A little Green Day.
A little Green Day.
Coming to Portland September 25th. Your and I's anniversary.
Well, are we going? Are we going to hold hands?
No. Because it's also my wife and I's anniversary.
We can't have a thruple?
No.
We're not doing that?
No.
Can I watch?
Oh, by the way, I had my second pee.
Yeah, so we're trending in the right direction. All right. All right, this is pretty generic Green Day, but I'm all right with that.
Okay, now here we go. Now this band.
No.
Yes.
You're not going to.
Yes.
No.
Fountains of Wayne is good.
No. Name one other Fountain of Wayne song besides Stacy's Mom.
I don't know titles of tracks.
Exactly.
But dude, Fountains of Wayne, I'm here to tell you, of all of the bands on this list, Fountains of Wayne is one of the best.
No, it's not.
It is.
It is not.
Good band.
Fountains of Wayne.
And their lead singer died.
Did he really?
Yeah, I think of COVID.
Oh.
I think you're right.
But this song is ass, but...
Yes, it is. I will say the video, though, for this, I remember, I think it was Rachel Hunter, Rod Stewart's old lady, plays Stacy's mom, and boy, I'll tell you what, that's top shelf.
Yeah, the album that I got into, Fountains of Wayne, was...
Fountains of Wayne.
Oh, I think it's just called Fountains of Wayne. Radiation Vibes. You never heard that song?
No.
Great.
I literally, the only thing I know about Fountains of Wayne is that stupid song and that they had a hot gal in the video.
As a matter of fact, I need to download some Fountains of Wayne.
We're on to Blink 182.
Yes. Okay.
Holy
so this.
Holy God! Has he listened to something over the last 20 years? And well, this is coming from someone that likes a bunch of old bands.
Don't you? I know, right? Like, don't you think? Because I have a buddy. Well, I have several, but there's one in particular that when I golf with him and he puts his speaker on, I am just like, dude, have you listened to anything since we went to college? I mean, and I got to tell you, I'm judging it.
Yeah.
Like, that tells me a lot about you, that your playlist is still Dave Matthews Band and freaking... Blink 182.
And it's not even like going back. It's one thing like if you've got some Beatles or some Queen, like it's from different eras.
Yes.
If your music only comes from like a 6-year stretch,
exactly.
I'm judging you. Also, no offense to anyone, but if you like Blink 182, like come on.
You know, they had a moment.
No, they
did. Yes, they did.
Yeah, they ruled for a little while.
They definitely did.
Blink
and by the way, they're back. They're touring.
I know. They just came here.
Were they in Portland?
Yeah, the BTJ, her company had suite tickets to that. We couldn't give them away. She ended up, she was like, are you going with me? I'm like, yeah, no. I was doing something else that wasn't important, but you know what it was more important than? The Blink 182 show.
I would have gone to that.
But you could have. We had like 6 empty seats.
Okay, so this is Good Charlotte, I think?
That's correct.
The Anthem.
Is this
no, this is Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. He had Good Charlotte on there twice.
Yeah, he has 2 Good Charlotte hits.
He has 2. So let me just get for the record. So far we have Fountains of Wayne.
Yep.
Green Day. 182. Green Day is the only one in there that all, you know, yeah, Green Day's fine.
I'm telling you, Fountains of Wayne's good. Now, here's a band you might like.
Good Charlotte? No, I don't.
No? I think Buck has it. Let's see.
I think I know the one you're talking about. That's coming next after this.
Oh. Okay,
again,
who's
I can
this?
Barely hear this.
Yeah, I can't hear it. Is this
Creed?
This is Fallout Boy. Sugar, we're going down swinging.
God, dude. Is it Fallout Boy?
Yeah, what could possibly be next?
Look, I'm telling you. Like, the Fallout? Really? Fallout Boy. It gets worse. I didn't think it'd get worse.
It does get better, Soup.
If Mr. Brightside is on this list, I'm punching someone in the face.
Well, pray for your co-host, then.
I can't hear. Oh, all right. We got the Foo.
Now what do you think?
All right, well, finally.
Your favorite band?
There's two. All right. I can let that. I can't say anything.
Does that bother you that that's on the list?
It does bother me a little bit that Cousins is listening to it. I wish it wasn't on there. I'm hoping that Metallica's not on there, too.
The guy who likes Jimmy Eat World and Good Charlotte and Fallout Boy also likes Foo Fighters.
That hurts a little bit. That hurts.
And Gym Class Heroes.
Well, now this band here was also another double up, just like Good Charlotte. He had 2 songs from the All-American Rejects.
Oh, my God.
rush to waste my time with you.
Straight out of 1995?
I'm guessing.
98?
I don't know. It all sounds exactly the same. This is like if you go to any karaoke bar, like in the Midwest, this is, we're getting this crap.
And you may be sitting out there asking, well, where's Maroon 5? At least there's no Maroon 5.
There's Maroon 5.
There was. I didn't pull it, but it was.
Yeah, a song called This Love is on there, too.
Oh,
which I don't know that song. Here is Three Doors Down, I believe.
Right, Kryptonite.
Is he literally just trying to pick the most random crap bands from like 1995 to 2005?
And the Foo Fighters.
And the Foo Fighters.
Yes, he
Three
is.
Doors Down.
Yeah.
Where's, I'm trying to think, like, there's like, what, where's Five for Fighting or like the Goo Goo Dolls? What are some other
those don't rock hard enough.
Crappy bands.
Well, Yellow Card I've never heard of, but they're on here.
I'm assuming Nickelback is on here at some point.
No.
Really?
He has no Nickelback. And no Creed.
Well, look, I will tell you what. The fact that there's no Creed on this list is the biggest upset in the world. I thought for sure.
He's a religious guy. Aren't they a religious band?
Yeah, they're a religious band. I thought for sure you'd have. Can you take me higher?
Isaac, would you like a taste of Yellow Card? Here's Yellow Card. They're a beach punk band.
I've never heard of them.
Like the Ataris or Blink a little bit?
Sounds like anything else we just played.
It all sounds the same. Every bit of it.
We were both 16 and it felt so right. Sleeping all day, staying up all night.
Thank you, the Vortex line. Sounds like you got his music off a rom-com soundtrack. 100%.
It does, doesn't it?
Nearly every one of my good friends are all connected by this music. What else we got? Guys, this S was edgy for a guy like Kirkers in the 90s. This is probably as wild as Cousins gets.
This music was really hot around the time I got my driver's license.
His cousin's a 60-year-old girl from 2006.
And then finally, Isaac, we better get him some protection because sure enough.
This is the closing number. Are you ready?
I'm just
coming out of my cage.
God.
The Killers, baby.
The worst song of all time. The whitest thing of all time is this playlist, culminating with this. I can only hope that one of his defensive linemen came and punched him when this came on. Jeez. We're debating whether or not what show is it in Bend?
Oh, I went to Vampire Weekend.
Yeah, if that was the whitest thing you could do. No, this playlist is the whitest thing you can do.
Yeah, there are no brothers on it.
No.
So this is maybe early 2000s, not 90s?
I think this is late 90s to early 2000s.
That's exactly right. Late 90s into early 2000s.
Because I'm pretty sure like that Blink 182, which was like Enema of the State, I'm pretty sure that was in the 90s because I was in high school. Is Everclear on that list?
They should be.
Yo, that's a good call. I wonder why they're not.
Yeah, because like Enema of the State was 99. So yeah, this is the late 90s.
Probably
early
should have
2000s.
Been some Offspring on there.
Yeah, I could see the Offsprings on there. What is that? Hey Now, Get a Job or whatever was their one or two hits. By the way, I think Everclear is coming to Portland. I think they live in Portland, but
they're from here.
I know, but I think I was at the Roseland the other day, and I think, is that what it was? I think I may have seen a poster. I think they're playing.
Art Alexakis?
Yeah, I think they're playing with someone.
Nice.
That Loser Fest was last night. That was the one with Limp Bizkit.
Yeah, did you go?
No.
Loser?
But when I was when I got here yesterday, because we were doing our show here yesterday, and I was in the bathroom, I did hear something that I don't think I've heard in 25 years.
Well, they were playing some hip-hop.
What?
In the bathroom.
This was yesterday. I just before the show.
Yesterday they were playing
hip hop. So I was taking a pee, and there were two guys in there, and one of them said, "I gotta hurry up and leave. I gotta get to Limp Bizkit." And I was like,
"Loser Fest."
I was like, "Wow." I was like, I just heard that. And by the way, that was in a non-ironic way.
Weren't we talking about this the other day? Limp Bizkit actually puts on a good show.
I don't know if they still do, but back in the day, say what you will about Limp Bizkit. Dude,
they were badass.
Their crowds were crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fred Durst, who, by the way, looks like you now. It's a little weird.
So he's hot?
Yeah.
Sexy?
You guys look very, very similar. Yeah, Limp Bizkit used to, like, whip the crowd into the frenzy. I never got into the one of those days, you
know. Am I correct in stating that Limp Bizkit greater than everything we just played?
Or no.
does it fall into
Green
the same?
You got Green Day, you got Foo. They're real bands.
I'm not talking about. I mean, I know there were some good bands on there. But
you talking about football
songs,
music?
All of those songs sucked.
I would rather listen to Limp Bizkit than 95% of what was on that list, yes.
Yeah.
And by the way, Vancouver Vortex Line, played Mr. Brightside at my wedding last month, and it brought the house down.
It
Shocker,
always does.
I'm white.
It always does.
Oh.
Mr. Brightside it's an anthem, dude.
Yeah.
It's an American white boy
and
anthem.
And I hate it so very much. And yeah, someone did point out that Woodstock 99, the Limp Bizkit basically started a riot.
Oh, that's right.
That was like when they were running out of water and like the crowd was already on edge.
There's a documentary on that.
Yeah, and like Fred Durst basically set out to burn the place down and they did it. Like he literally whipped that crowd of God knows how many people. He brought that place to a fever pitch and started a riot.
Well, there's Kirk Cousins' birthday practice playlist. A lot of Jimmy Eat World, Gym Class Heroes, Good Charlotte, Fall Out Boy.
A lot of white guy weddings.
Surprisingly,
stuff.
No Boys of Fall.
Yeah, that's an upset. There's no country. No country is an upset.
Yeah, the no country is an upset.
Where's he from?
The no black people is not an upset.
No, it isn't. Where is Kirk Cousins from?
I don't know. He played at Michigan State. Is he from the Murder Mitten?
He is from Barrington, Illinois.
Okay.
My guess is suburban Illinois.
Yeah.
But is it?
He's a city boy.
Well, I'm not trying to like poke a bear or anything, but isn't it shocking? How many songs were on his playlist?
I think there were 18.
So 18, not a single black artist? Like, not no. a nothing. Just
not one.
Not one?
Nope.
Like no Jimmy, no James Brown, just nothing. No Doc, you're in Atlanta for God's sakes.
Yeah, you'd think he would want to
like something?
Well, even if he didn't really like the songs, he would maybe, you know, warm up the team. He's new to the team. Like, maybe put on some.
Something?
Like, relate to the guys? I don't know.
Could you mix in a black?
There's a lot of black guys on the team.
It's like 75% black.
Play Run DMC. You know them, right?
Something. Anything.
Black, please. Thank
you. You think if you're filling out your playlist, you get to the bottom, you're like, oh, I got it. This is way too white. I got to mix something in there. Like you throw in Pitbull.
Mix in a black.
You're like, what about Pitbull? Does that work? Throw in a Latin guy.
If you had to throw in one black artist, who would it be?
Ooh, that's pretty good. I just got one, and it's a football playlist, or like in general, I think I'd put Prince.
Oh, nice.
Like Prince stuff is great. I mean, God, I mean, you used to do Purple Rain. But if you had to do like a football playlist, no, I would go with like Tupac or something like that. Because, you know, you got to have something a little upbeat.
I'd have Wu-Tang in there.
There you go. Just play something off 36 Chambers and you're good to go.
Boom.
Someone is saying the Gym Class Hero guy is black. It's just liked by nothing but white people.
Oh,
is
really?
Is that true?
Interesting.
There's
like
an upset.
The band... Who was the band with the black guy?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that band with
Counting
the black
Crows?
Guy? No. Is he black? The Counting
so.
Crows guy?
I think so.
I think he's mixed.
No, there's a... what was the Cult of Personality band?
Oh, yeah. That was...
He's black.
What was that?
In
Living Color.
In Living Color, yeah.
And yes, by the way...
Or no, Living Color.
Living Color. In a absolute stunner. Gym Class Heroes.
The guy's black.
The guy's black.
Well, there you go.
Boy, I didn't see that coming, because they sound as white as anyone else.
Well, Kirk Cousins is off the hook.
All right.
All right, we got to get to In the News next. Here's Buck.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be to be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Now this is a good band. By the way, I just learned something.
Yeah, I think we all did.
Yeah, Jamiroquai.
I thought it was just a dude.
Is a band.
And by the way, he's white.
He is white.
Yeah.
But that's J.K. That's the lead singer of Jamiroquai.
I thought Jamiroquai was just a dude.
100%. I did not know that there are 6 members of Jamiroquai. Mm. I think we maybe only thought it was a dude because in the video that one hit, yeah, the only song we know
him.
By Jamiroquai,
he's just dancing.
It's just him.
Yes.
And that's probably why we think that.
And that's the song from Napoleon Dynamite. By the way, people are saying net worth $70 million. I think his windows are fine. You don't know that?
And yeah, he might.
Good timing on your Napoleon. 20-year anniversary of that movie today.
Really?
Let's go.
You want to talk about someone who's living off that? Was that John Hader, I think?
He lives here.
Yeah, he's a local guy.
Buddies with your brother.
Yeah, I think they've met a handful of times. Yeah. Like my brother goes and gets like autographs. I think he's got a tetherball signed by him.
They have a kinship.
I had to drive once to Napoleon Dynamite's house in Idaho. We were coming back from my grandmother's funeral, and my brother insisted on driving like 4 hours out of the way to go to Preston, Idaho, so that we could see where Napoleon Dynamite was filmed. I guess you not.
Yeah, you've told us that, but when you've previously spoken about that,
yeah,
you acted as if you wanted to do that.
No.
That story's changed.
No, it has not. Now, I say once we got there, I mean, you embrace it and you go to the cut and crowl and you can see where it's at. But no, I can assure you that I was not like, yes, let's veer 4 hours out of the way to go to Preston, Idaho. Mm. But he loves doing stuff like that. It's like his go-to.
All right, well, we are running way behind.
Oh, yeah, look at
thanks
that.
To Kirk Cousins. Right now.
Right now.
You like that?
We are here at 10 Barrel Brewing. It is August 22nd, 2024. It's time for In the News. I'm your noted newsman. Hello. Thank you. Thank you.
There it is.
Today is National Eat a Peach Day.
Oh, I haven't eaten a peach, but I would if there was one available. I love a good peach.
Peaches are great.
Yeah.
It is also National Tooth Fairy Day.
Oh, thank God those days are over.
Yeah, you and I aren't in that world.
No.
What do you suppose the Tooth Fairy...
I've heard it's $5 now.
$5 now?
Yeah, I heard it's a fin.
You know, it's going to be hard to get off of $5 for the Tooth Fairy because I feel like nobody's going to put 10.
I wouldn't think so.
Right? Or do you just do... quarters, like $6,
what?
five and 4 quarters or
like
something.
Not everyone.
Inflation,
I think some people, it's still like a quarter and a dollar and shut up. But I think a lot of people, it's settled at the fin. But I'll tell you what, dude, if it ever goes to a Lake O and you're peeling off 10s and 20s, what in the hell? I mean, that's a whole thing. And it's a scam because after a little bit, the kids all know that it's just you giving them money. So it's just a shakedown for your cash.
Would you like to buy a ski resort?
Not really. I don't ski, but, you know, I like drinking and snow. So maybe the after party. How much is it going to cost me?
That's a good question. Mount Bachelor Ski Resort will be put up for sale in the coming weeks. So they're owned by Powder Corp.
Oh, makes sense.
They own multiple ski resorts in the United States and Canada. They are selling Vermont's Killington Resort and Pico Mountain, which is the largest mountain resort in New England. They're selling it to a couple local bros. They also said they plan to list three other resorts for sale in the coming weeks. Mount Bachelor, which is in Bend.
Yeah.
Eldora in Colorado and Silver Star in British Columbia.
I just went snow machining at Mount Bachelor not too long ago.
See, now you can own it.
It's wonderful. That seems might be out of my budget. Again, what sort of deal am I getting?
I don't know. I was looking through this story just to see if, you know, like...
What's the cost? What's the street value of a mountain?
It doesn't say on here.
I saw recently that the Moda Center sold for $7 million.
Wait, what?
Yeah, they sold it back to the city.
For seven?
$7 million.
Is that low?
I would think so. Look, and I know that there's probably a larger deal because they're going to have to do the upgrades on it. But if I was a rich bro, let's say I won, like, the lottery, like that guy that won, you know... The local guy, right, from somewhere in Oregon, he won whatever it was, almost $1 billion from the lottery, and I know he didn't take home $1 billion, but if I won that, I'd buy the Moda Center for $7 million. Hells yeah, I'd make you make the Moda Center your house. Let's go. They got that apartment in there.
Yeah, it says the council agreed to purchase the Moda Center for $1 and purchase the land for $7.03 million.
Yeah, so it's a deal. It's not necessarily. I mean, like they're not selling.
No,
they're negotiating.
They're negotiating. I'm just saying. It's $7 million. And yes, I would 100% buy the Moda Center for $7 million. I don't have it, but I would.
Yeah, I've got nothing on the sale price here.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. That can't be a great
money maker. I'm guessing it's expensive.
You know? Or maybe it is. Those lift tickets are, you know, they're costly.
Well, I mean,
you got the annual passes. And
says, according to the Reno Gazette Journal, there is an article from 2016 that says, want your own ski resort? It'll cost you big bucks.
Well, how many big bucks?
Okay, so this is in... yeah, so this was 2002.
Okay.
So I'm assuming it's gone up quite a bit. But Volley Resorts, they purchased Heavenly Mountain Resort in South Tahoe Lake, so just the other side of Reno, and it cost them $99 million.
Whoa.
So I'm guessing, in today's terms, it's got to cost you a couple hundred mil.
Damn, dude.
To buy a ski resort.
Wow, that's way more than I thought.
Yeah. Although that is Tahoe, so, you know, it's...
Yeah, you know, it's fancy there.
Tahoe's nice. But I'll bet you Mount Bachelor, you ain't getting that for 100 mil.
You don't think so?
No.
I bet it goes for under 100 mil.
I'll take that bet. Mount Bachelor, that's a...
I'm going to offer 75 and see what happens.
Good luck with that.
No, $75.
There's no way that thing's going for less than 100 mil.
All right. Next, it's sad, but it's true. This is In the News. We'll be right back on The Fan. That's indeed what this is here at Tin Barrel. A lot of race fans here.
Oh, yeah. It's picking up, man.
Yeah, it's cool. Having a good time. That was Limp Bizkit. I did it all for the nookie.
For the nookie. So, what is it? We can get that cookie, I think, is the line there.
I think that's right.
God, at one point, Fred Durst was the biggest rock star in the country.
What a world.
What a world.
All right, this is In the News, Aug 22, 2024. We only have time for one more story for you, and it is a sad one that Jason, Malala Pride, the organizers of Malala Pride had to cancel the event due to threats and safety concerns.
Oh, that's no good.
Yes, it was set to take place September 8th in Clark Park in Malala. It is a city home to more than 10,000 U.S. humans.
What was the threats over? What?
Organizer Hendy Appleton said the threats were becoming increasingly violent and worrisome over last week, and she said she learned words of the event had quickly spread across the country, sparking outrage online among several far-right conservative forums. Concerned over people's safety, they decided to cancel this year's celebration.
Mm. Well, that's no good.
This would have been the event's fourth year in Malala.
I don't like that.
Of course, it is Malala.
Look, I've spent some time in Malala, and, you know, look, I'm not going to rave about it, but you know, I'm sure there's some fine people out there at the Malala Buckaroo.
Yeah.
And we don't want to see anyone threatened.
It's a fine line, like when you, because they're saying it was like social media comments.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
When people, so that, you know, obviously the Malala Pride people probably post, hey, here's the date of our event.
Yeah, and then people start.
And then the comments, you start reading the comments, and all these people are making threats in there.
No.
It's a fine line to, it's like, shut up or block versus. How seriously do we take this?
Well, I guess today there was a manhunt. Old Trumper was speaking in, I don't know, somewhere near the border. And someone on Facebook said that he was going to kill him. And so they put up. There's
can't
a,
do that.
No, there's a manhunt out for him right now. I guess they're looking. He's like some 66-year-old dude. And he was on Facebook. But again, that's one of those things, like, what are the chances someone on Facebook's, like, you know, saying, hey, I'm going to do this, and they do it, but you got to take that stuff seriously.
Especially when it's a president or a former president.
Yeah, you can't do that. Well, that sucks that got canceled because, you know, a couple jackasses, whether it's serious or not, were just, you know, posting stuff on there.
People, man.
Yeah.
That's in the news, Aug 22, 2024. Let's get to the Hot 5 at 5, and it will be sports today. Mariners have made a move, and it's not a trade.
Well, you can't make those anymore.
Well, it is kind of a trade. Well, you can make post-deadline trades.
Well, that's true, but there's restrictions around them.
Yeah, but they didn't do that.
No, they did not. this is an addition by subtraction.
What will Iowa do without Kirk Ferentz, and I will corkscrew golf into the program? All next on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.